Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episode 34. Now, movie night, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, the one thing I take from the movie night is pretty much everybody is hypocrites, Dave. Whether you're on the girl's side or the guy's side, it's all a big fucking joke until one of your friends or you in person are at the butt of one of them videos and you're getting revealed to be doing a few little dodgy moves and basically playing the Love Island game. I love it. Dave, I think a lot of people said it's not been as good as other movie nights, but I love the fact that it's all laughing and joking when someone's cheating on someone else or someone's spinning some shit saying they prefer them over the person they're with. And then when it comes, it's like, well, what's your problem? It's all a big laugh. So yeah, what a bunch of hypocrites, but great TV.
It's fantastic. And you know what? I've seen a lot of comments saying, oh, it's not as good. Now, I think because they bill it up, as they always have to, ITV, they say, oh, it's the most explosive one ever. I don't think you can get past the fucking Faye and Teddy thing at all. I don't think you can get as explosive as that. But I don't think that was a positive thing. That was like beyond like entertainment. I don't know if people have kind of forgotten quite how rough that was, but it was fucking rough. So for me, this struck the balance perfectly of being buttock clenchingly embarrassing, you know, for certain people. And like you say, the hypocrisy is oozing out of the pore of all the islanders. And I have to say, Chris, I don't know if I've got me bloke blinkers on, but it did seem to me that the girls in particular were fucking like massive hypocrites. Like everything was a massive fucking laugh until, you know, the boys did something. It's like, oh, it's fucking out of order, that is. So I honestly like really, really enjoyed it, but I don't think that's the majority opinion.
No, and it's funny you should say that because it was always going to go that way, wasn't it? I mean, the perfect example is Ella, you know. She's there under them quilts with Uzi, and she's like, I didn't do anything, I swear. And I'm like, look, we can't see it. We know we can't see it. But most of the time, if you put that quilt over your head, you're up to something. And she was trying to backtrack.
Didn't kiss, though. Didn't kiss. Yeah, oh, didn't God, there's a kiss on the cheek, and it's like, the lady doth protest too much.
Yeah, and it's just like, and then the problem is she's took the moral high ground with Ty, quite rightly, for a lot of the things that Ty's done. But this last week or so, I think she's just exposed herself to being, she's got a few moves on her, Dave, that's all I'll say. But I mean, to start with, I'm sort of gone on at Ella there, but the bit about Mitch, the lying, the Mitch and the wardrobe, what a bellend he is. And it become, everyone was pissing themselves when he said to Sammy, try with Sammy or you can upgrade to me. I was gone, Dave. It was like that vanilla ice.
He was literally sat on his knee, wasn't he? Like,
yeah, it was brilliant. He was sat and he's laughing. But I think I've seen the first look and they're already saying that they're going to go for him. I think the lads have a bit of a chat about him. They've got to, because he's wrong. You've got to call him out if he's a mate. He thinks it's really funny. And it was funny in the context of the show, but I kept thinking, this isn't the end of it. I mean, he's leaning on Zach's shoulder. He's calling Zach and Sammy. He's sat between both of them. And I was like, oh, you are in trouble here, mate. So, again, brilliant TV. But Mitch finally got his comeuppance.
Well, I think his comeuppance is due. I think it's going to come. I think he tried to laugh it off. And, you know, that's one of the ways that like we handle it as blokes, isn't it? We sort of have a laugh in that moment. But even Zach said, no, it's changed our friendship now. and they were all sort of laughing about it. But I haven't seen first look, but, you know, that's definitely going to come back to bite him, I think. I mean, it was pretty damning, wasn't it? I mean, he's kind of, his only get out really is that he didn't disrupt anything. You know, it's like Indiana Jones, isn't he? You know, you go the whole movie and it still ends up where it would have done, whether he did anything or not. But that's his only saving grace, that he didn't disrupt anything at all. But I don't think the lads will see it that way. I think they'll treat him kind of like a snake that he is.
I think so. We've said about the old, I wouldn't treat you like that guy. That's a classic cliche within guys, you know, the old snakey one. Oh, I wouldn't do that for you. That's what he's doing. But, and I talked about Ella, and I'm not just singling Ella out at all. I'm not. But the next one was Cinderella. And it was brilliant, Dave. I mean, her and Uzi, the conversations, and what we found is they weren't the only couple, but a lot of the CASA contestants, when they were talking to like the OGs pretty much nailed them and said, oh, I got on with you so much better than whoever, whether it's Tyler, Montel, Sammy did it with everyone, Dave. Let's be honest, Sammy come out terrible. But like Ella's reasoning behind everything, and we questioned in the last episode, they're not a good couple. They've just got back together, which was totally convenient, and we knew what was coming with Ty. And Ty's face was just human. And Uzi sat there like, holy shit. You know, he knew this was going to come. I just think you've just got to put a line under it, because it's like, if they're going to go ahead with it, that's it. You know, she's not been completely truthful with it all. Neither has Ty. And all right, she may have kissed this guy. Ty didn't. But Ty did a lot of other things that are going to come back and bite him on the arse. So, again, great TV, Dave, because Ella didn't know where to look, but she was laughing her head off up until the bit showed them both in bed. And then it was like, oh, shit.
But you can tell they already had a plan. They already had their line organized there. There was definitely something going on under the covers there, Chris. I mean, no question about it. But, you know, I think Ella almost convinces herself. Like, once the little white lie is set in stone, that's it. She believes it herself. And so, she didn't find that bit funny. And to be fair, I mean, in the moment, Ty was quite consistent in that he was acting a bit like a bellend, acting quite childish about it. But then he seemed to like get over it pretty quickly after. I don't know. Is that one put to bed? Is Ty playing a bit of a game, do we think? I've seen a bit of speculation about that before, you know. So I don't know. Is he really going to have got over it that quickly? His previous behavior sort of says that no, he won't. But if he's playing a game, well, he needs to just draw a line, as you say, and then move on from it.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think we might as well talk about Ty, because I know the episode, different things happen, but we knew that Ty was going to get revealed as the one egging all the guys on, Dave. And it was brilliant. And then the guys are getting defensive. They're all sort of calling out Ella. But then as soon as Ty gets exposed for like, you know, it's a lad's holiday, go and do whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. They're all like, well, it's just words. And I'm like, and the worst on Sammy, because he's just got no leg to stand up. But he's one of the most vocal. And yeah, I did think it was great TV because Ty was squirming and everything. So yeah, what did you think of that one, Dave? Because I thought it was a belter.
Yeah, he seemed to get off more lightly than Jake did, didn't he? I mean, Jake, like, he never recovered from that when he did it. You know, and that was the seed that was planted with him and Liberty splitting up. But yeah, I don't know. Everyone's kind of forgiven him. But I mean, Jess fucking probably came off the roughest out of anyone, didn't she, out of that movie night? You know, there was nothing really that came out on her. And yet, you know, she had to fucking sit through Sammy, the fucking sleazy Sammy. And Ty just basically saying, oh, fuck Jess, you know. So it's like, oof. I mean, that's rough, isn't it? You've been in with these people, like in prison, essentially, for a few weeks now. So you do develop those friendships. And it must be fucking hard to see someone talk about you like that. And the person who you've remained loyal for, like, encourage him to go off and you know, chances are.
Yeah, I do. I think poor Jess got real rough. And I mean, Ty had a bit of a pop at her because she said something and she won't stand any messing with anyone. She'd give it back. That was the end of it. That's it. You know, hopefully that's squashed with them too. But yeah, she didn't deserve it. But David, I'm constantly thinking, why are you bothering with Sammy at all? Why bother? He's done this to you consistently throughout his stay in the villa. You're better than that, Jess. Just get rid of him. Just bin him off. This should be the final straw for her, Dave. And I don't think it's going to be. She even gave him an out when she was talking to him, even though she was upset. And I was like, Jess, you're doing it again. So like, eventually we're going to get to the point where it's like, well, it's your own fault, Jess. And I don't want to say that to be cruel, but that's what's going to happen, because you can only go back to that well so many times and be hurt so many times. And that's what she's doing at the moment. It's the classic, classic behavior.
You know what? It's a horrible, toxic combination, isn't it? Because I said the last time we spoke, I think Jess has got this outward, loud personality. But I think, you know, she's probably quite sensitive and quite insecure when it comes down to it. And so you've got that coupled up with a gaslighter like Sammy. So, yeah, in the moment, you know, she'll be upset. She might give him some shit and stuff, but then he'll kind of gaslight her into thinking, oh, it's just you, you know, the problem is you and you're going on too much. And so she'll end up backing down and then going back to him. So I hope something happens. I hope someone comes in and just makes a beeline for Jess and then just she fucking cuts Sammy off, because he doesn't deserve it at all.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I totally agree. He's a very strange character, and he's so dismissive, isn't he, of like what he's done. It's just like, well, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's frustrating to watch. But again, TV, where I'm sat there going, you fucking bellend, you know. But really, you need characters like this. And I think looking at the other things, Dave, and I tell you what, we've talked about Scott. So we've got the Scott and Catherine little bit. And online, Dave, and I thought Whitney was first class again. I loved her. Popcorn, laughing. She doesn't get involved in anything, but she'll throw a few little one-liners. I think she's great. But online, Dave, this is God's honest truth. I've seen it across all social media, is everybody wants Scott and Whitney to get together. Scott is a bit of a social media darling. And
is he?
Yeah, honestly, I could be looking in the wrong places, Dave. Maybe it's just me, but you put Love Island in Scott, especially, I know I'm going to say Twitter, which I know is this fucking cesspit, but Twitter, some of the other things, even the new Threads thing as well. And they're both getting good press off people. Now, I don't know whether it's an age thing, because we're 20 odd years older than them, but Whitney, fine. I've got no problem with Whitney at all. I think she's great. But Scott, I think he's just too trigger happy. He's just there. He's on that knife edge all the time, isn't he? I know he's embarrassed by what's going on. And I do think he threw the line of the season into Leah when he went, why are you fucking piping up? You've not spoken for 4 weeks. I nearly spat my drink out. It was a fucking classic line, Dave, and it was brilliant. But honestly, I've not seen any negative stuff towards Scott, which is not how we've sort of perceived his character.
Yeah, that is really interesting. So I do think he's saying he's trigger happy. I do think he's got a fuse, hasn't he? And he goes off on one. But I was kind of empathizing with him a little bit more in the movie night, just because it was shit on toast for him, wasn't it? You know, it's going to be bad enough. And the girls are all fucking rallied around Catherine. No one gives a fuck. No one takes into consideration that Scott might actually have some feelings at all. So, you know, it comes up and he's like, I've just seen what I'm going to see, you know, it still stings a bit. And then he says that fucking stupid line, doesn't he, you know, about, you know, missing Catherine, but, you know, until the new girls come in or something like that, which is a fucking stupid line when you know you're on reality TV. But literally, that was all we saw of him. Like, you know, and it was a stupid, like, misjudged joke is how I read it. But then suddenly, all the girls get up on the high horse. Now, Leah is obviously a bit fucked off about how, like, what she saw with Montel. And we need to come back to that couple as well. But I don't think she feels like she can say anything, but for some reason, like, I think when Scott is not an alpha male, is he? He's kind of like, he's obviously a pretty boy and everything, but he's not like a dominating personality. And it just felt to me like they were just picking on him and just like throwing it out there. Oh, no one wants him. You know, let's have a good fucking laugh at Scott. What a wanker. And so throwing back that line, I was the same. I thought that is the fucking line of the season so far. And even though he didn't do it to be funny, he was doing it because he was fucking agitated and wound up. You know, I could kind of I could kind of get where he was coming from there. He was like, he was just lashing out is what he was doing. And then it becomes all about that. It's like, what's he having a go at you for? Oh, you can have a go at him, you know, with complete fucking immunity, can't you? Yeah. But you know, he fucking snaps something back and he's the wanker. So, yeah, I don't know about, like, seeing him and Whitney couple up. I think, I'm not sure where he goes from here. But, yeah, I did find that whole interaction quite interesting, and I haven't gone back and watched it. But out of the whole episode, I would kind of like to go back and watch what actually happens there, because Leah's convinced, like, she didn't say anything. But I was pretty sure she did. Mm. And she wasn't the only one, to be fair. Everyone was having a good old fucking laugh at Scott. You know, just from those few fucking seconds, we've decided no fucker in Casa Amor wanted you. Despite the fact I don't remember Chris him speaking to any of the girls, like, and trying it on at all or having any of those types of flirty conversations, you know, from that initial stupid comment, they've come to that whole conclusion. So I thought he was honestly justified with that fucking barb that he threw back.
Great. It's great. And I think you're right. I mean, we didn't see Katie, who, let's be honest, has done absolutely nothing, Dave, since her and Zach aren't together. But you'd said in the last episode, are we going to see Katie saying, you know, what goes on in Casa stays in Casa? We didn't see that. I mean, there's no, it doesn't matter to her because she's not with anybody now. Obviously, Zach was fine. Say Whitney was great. I do think not strange though.
So, sorry to cut across you there, Chris. Is that any worse than what Scott said, or any better?
No.
It's for me. It's the same. It's the fucking same thing, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Ask them all. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's what friends say when they're trying to be smart, aren't they? Look, Dave, I can act fresh when Sam's not here and give it the big one. You know me better than anybody. You know full well, as soon as she fucking checks me, I am there like a little lapdog. Okay, Samantha, no problem. I can talk at the big game, Dave. We all can. But when you're in them situations, most of the time, I'm a fucking absolute puppy dog. So you might say something like that being a bit of a smart ass, but it's just a joke. And I'm not saying it's the riot joke, but it was what they used to sort of leverage against Scott. And I do think poor Elon is getting no airtime at all. The whole Scott and Catherine thing is there. And I'm wondering, when they do this and they edit someone out, because he was just looking at Scott wanting, he was like doing tennis, really. He didn't really offer anything up. And maybe he did and we didn't show it. But are they going to do one of them recouplings where one of the couple goes and they kick him out?
I was just thinking that. I was just wondering honestly. The same. I mean, I don't know if it is. I mean, I kind of hope it's not, but the way I saw it was, what's he going to do? In that position there, it's like Uzi as well. You know, it's all about Ella and Ty, really. Yeah, he's sat there. And yeah, he's got feelings and stuff. But what's he going to do? Is he going to stand up and start having a go at people? No, he can't really do anything. So I just feel like Elon just couldn't really do anything that was like quote worthy or airtime worthy. So I think if we don't see him in the next episode, I think we could maybe come to that conclusion. But I think he's a bit too early right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. And the editing's very obvious sometimes. But what about then, Dave? You mentioned it before, Montel and Leah. And obviously, Montel, I love the way you just, it's not right. Let me just stop myself there. But he is just like, yeah, well, you know, so I cheated, but that's it, move on, you know, sort of thing. And Leah really did. She should have done this because she was warned about this before, didn't she? That girl actually said, was it Tink who he kissed? I think it was. I might get a name wrong. But and she even said, like, we were more, it was a non-PG bed thing. And she just dismissed it. I was saying, calling her out, saying, oh, yeah, it's because she wants to stay in the villa. Now, all of a sudden, she's really offended by this. It's like, but you were told this. I know it's different when you see it on video. It's a lot harder to see and more upsetting. But I'm not buying their relationship at all, Dave. And she did get a voice. And I think Montel will probably do a little bit of creeping in the next episode and they'll be back together. I think she's in it for the fame, not for the love.
No, I mean, unlike all the others.
All the others, yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I'm not really buying it so far. I I'm not sure Montel shows himself to be quite a nice guy, but then he doesn't really apologise very well, does he?
No, when he's backed into a corner, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he's sort of like, yeah, I've not been in this situation before. Oh, well, want a cup of tea? There's no sorries or anything, you know, and but I don't know, Leah, she's a bit of a wet lettuce, isn't she? She's just like, oh, well, you know, it's worse to see it. But I don't think he really explained what really happened there. And some of those comments about, like, you know, getting on with her better. And then he was talking about them, how do you get on better with her? Oh, she likes football. It's like, what? Was that true? Or was that just the first thing that came into his mind? I just thought that was a bizarre thing to throw out there. But and then Sammy's like, well, you're here, aren't you? You know, he came in on his own and blah, blah, blah. So, when you've got Sammy, your fucking cheerleader in the corner there, it's you're probably not in a good place. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really see anything with this couple, Chris. I think they're just going to try and coast it to the final, but I can't see them making it through any of the rounds, you know, where people have to vote or, you know, most compatible couple or anything like that.
No, and I think you're right. And you say about Montel, it was Montel and Sammy. And Ella did the same, was that, as I said before, it's like Sammy went, well, it's only been 3 days and I've got more of a connection with you than 2 weeks with Jess. As I said, that's yeah. Jess's like, I need to get off this train right now. And then Montel pretty much said the same. And it's like, that might be a topic of discussion in the next episode, but maybe people aren't liking it as much as you say moving out. Because I did enjoy it. I was like, there's a few times when some of the things happened. However, maybe the fallout is better. Maybe I might be clutching at straws here, but maybe the next episode is going to be where all the drama comes, because you see these sort of things and we've seen it before. Some people don't react straight away. They try and take it all in and understand. And obviously when you've got friends in your ear telling you that's out of order or that's wrong, go and have it, then it may blow up, because Dave, ultimately, we're only here for the drama of all this crap as well.
Yeah. You know, and Jess has not joined up what Sammy's saying there. He was saying about, oh, it's just chat. But what he's saying there really is it was bollocks. I was saying bollocks to chat her up. I was basically saying anything I thought she wanted to hear to progress physically. Like, that's what he was doing there. So, you know, she's not making that connection at all. So I hope more than anyone, Jess, like, wakes the fuck up and sees what's happening. We spoke about it before, you know, Mitch. I don't think he's going to come out too well in terms of how the boys see it. As far as Leah is concerned, she'll never speak to Scott again. It's going to be fucking hard, isn't it? When you're in the same villa together. But I still think there's going to be at least this next episode is going to be a bit of fallout. And then obviously, do you reckon we'll see another bombshell or two come in this week as well?
I think so. I mean, the ideal play would be a girl and a boy, wouldn't it? So you would end up maybe Scott with someone, but Jess certainly. I would love someone to come in and sweep Jess off her feet and absolutely do over Sammy, because it would just get desperate and try it with someone else, I think, Dave. Just not a couple, them two. And I'd love for him to have egg on his face. I really would.
Yeah. No, that would be good. And what about Whitney and is it Macon?
Lachlan.
So
nothing going on really. Is he seem quite content at the moment? We haven't seen a lot.
They do, but I mean, he was snuggling up on the beach bed, wasn't he, with Leah? So I just wonder if that'll be a little seed where she'll sort of question things with him as well. But Chris, can't wait.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. Honestly, it's been a great thing. And I couldn't wait to get on and talk about this one, Dave. I know it's so silly, and it would message each other as the show was on tonight. We're like, right, come on. We need to get on. So thank you, everyone who tunes in. All the comments, it's great as well. And I'm definitely going to be scouring this Scott thing that everyone seems to like him. That's going to be really interesting. But if you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast, please go to Facebook, Chris and Dave Reality TV Cast. And also, if you do get a chance, guys, please get onto your podcast catching app and just drop me, myself and Dave, a review on the show. good or bad, it doesn't matter what it is. We love reading them out. We say it all the time. The badder the better. No, the gooder the better. The gooder, that's not even a word, but the better ones. We love, but we do love sledging each other if we get a bad one. So please, if you get time, drop us a review in the show. We really appreciate it. If you don't support us, get over to patreon.com/CVRealityCast. So the roll call of honor for today at the start of the new week as such. Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green, and Ken Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Amazing support, as always.
Awesome. Well, cheers for that, mate. Like I say, for me, I know it's got a bit of a lukewarm reception, but I do think it was a good episode, old movie night, and I can't wait for the fallout. So thanks very much, sir. It's been great to speak to you again. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.